Now, a number of South African universities are debating the possibility of in some way insisting that students and lecturers and other people involved in campus life have COVID-19 vaccines. To get the perspective of the tertiary sector, we're joined now by Professor Ahmed Bawa, who's CEO of Universities South Africa, which is the umbrella body for all of our different universities. Prof, welcome and thanks for your time. Is this ultimately going to come down to a decision that each university makes for themselves? Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, John, and thank you for having me on the program. Clearly, there's going to be a need for each institution to engage, with its constituencies and with its structures, such as the Senates and so on, to take on this debate. But we do hope that at the end of that we'll have a sector-wide approach that emerges from that. From my point of view, at least, it seems to me that we're really starting this discussion in a very contentious place. The issue around mandates, if you like. So the one thought I have had, or at least the one thought that we have, is that we should really go back to basics. Ask ourselves. Is it necessary to have students back on campus or not? And I think that there's a broad understanding that that is what we should do, that we should bring students back. We've now had students off campus for 2 years. There are students who've graduated who are going to graduate this year, have only had 1 year of university experience, and this is simply not tenable. And then, of course, the big question is how do we do this in the safest way possible? For staff, students, and the general public, of course, because universities are open spaces.
Can I come in there? Aren't you just delaying the day on a difficult discussion? Because you answered your own question by saying we need to get students back. You've moved it to the point where you say we need to do this as safely as possible. Aren't we back at the vaccine debate?
Yes, we are. That's exactly where I'm getting it. Yes. So I'm just saying that we have to, move away from this notion of universities are mandating students. It's not about that. It's really about saying, that we want our students back. Students want to be back. What's the safest way of doing that? And the safest way of doing that is to ensure that people are vaccinated. Now, of course, there will be people who cannot be vaccinated for a variety of reasons, right?
Yes.
And it seems to me that then there needs to be some sort of internal process at each university that addresses that. I mean, they might well have to be the situation where students can't be vaccinated for health reasons or religious reasons or whatever. And then there's the whole question about whether, there are valid reasons to not have those students vaccinated.
Prof, I have to jump in again there because I do feel that you aren't grasping the most difficult issue, that vaccination, we've made headway on that, and you're saying that's the best way to do it. You talk about can't, but the fundamental debate is around won't. It's students who, for various reasons, are saying, whatever you say I should do, I choose to do differently. Again, isn't this what universities fundamentally are going to be faced with as a new academic year approaches?
Yes, I agree with that. And I was coming to that, John. So where there are students who won't be vaccinated, then there are one of two options, right? The one is to say to the students, sorry, you cannot come to campus, and that's it. The second option is to say, well, if you won't be vaccinated, then the university will require evidence of testing once a week or once every 4 days or whatever the case might be. The critical issue is that there's an imperative on universities to get students back and to do it in a way that's the safest possible way of doing it. And, as we know from studies around the world now, the safest way of doing that is through vaccinations.
I mean, one of the complexities that you face, though, is, and the evidence continues to churn and there are debates about these things, but being vaccinated does not prevent you from becoming infected with COVID-19. The main benefits, as I understand them, is they limit the likelihood substantially of you getting extremely ill and being hospitalized and intubated and so on. Those students may turn around, Prof, and say to you, well, someone with a vaccination certificate is allowed on campus, but there's no guarantee they may not, in fact, be infected with COVID and infectious.
Yeah. So first of all, again, you know, I'm not a medical expert.
But yes. From what I'm definitely not experts, one.
But what I gather from medical experts, right, is the following: that first of all, if you look at the number of people who are becoming infected, it's very largely people who have not been vaccinated.
Right.
And all one has to do is look at the map of the. I'm in New York at the moment. Look at the map of the U.S. and just see where the largest number of cases are. It's where there's the least vaccinations. So that's the first point. The second point is I just learned from Professor Salim Abdul Karim a few minutes ago, in fact, that what the vaccine also does is reduces the reproduction of the virus in the nasal passages and in the throat and so on,
right.
Which reduces, again, the possibility of infection. And then, of course, your point, which is that, you know, even if people do get infected, then they don't get severely ill. And of course, you know, what we've learned with the Delta variant is that it's not just impacting on older people.
Yes.
It's also impacting on younger people, right? I mean, younger people are also getting very sick. Right? So it seems to me that that vaccines has to be in the mix. We can't reopen our campuses without having vaccines in the mix.
Thank you very much. We'll pick up this conversation in a moment with the manager of Solidarity Youth. They've put out a statement, but you just heard the thoughts there of Prof. Ahmed Bawa, who is the CEO of University South Africa. 18 minutes past four. Let's catch up with traffic. Right, let's pick up this conversation. The organization Solidarity Youth has said they will not hesitate to take action on behalf of its members against any university that wants to make COVID-19 vaccination mandatory for students. Paul Moritz is the manager of Solidarity Youth and joins us on 702 Drive. Mr. Moritz, good afternoon to you. You were listening in to Prof. Bauer. Would you, as Solidarity Youth, accept that students who won't be vaccinated should then agree to have regular tests for COVID-19? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. Well, I think we should take a couple of steps back before coming to frequent tests. I think first and foremost, we need to look at the principle that's on the table. And the principle is that your medical status will determine whether your human rights and your access to education are granted to you. And I don't think that's fair. And I think Professor Dalal will admit that isn't fair. So we need an alternative. We can't say, because education isn't a reward. It isn't something that you can reward people with. It's something that people are entitled to. And now, based on their status, their medical status, all of a sudden they have this or they don't have this. I don't think we want to go down that path. And I think, obviously, we understand the issues of safety. As Solidarity, we brought out an extensive report on why we think that these vaccines are safe, and we've encouraged our members to take them.
Right.
But we cannot get to a point where we say that these rights can now be trumped. Obviously, we understand that it's a complex issue, but it's getting to a point where rights will be trampled upon if we continue down this road. A university is a state institution. It can't decide who its client is. It must simply accept the people of South Africa. And that complicates matters beyond the point where you can speak of it like a business. And unfortunately, it seems to me that's the way that universities are thinking of their students, John.
Can I return to my question then, Mr. Moritz, and ask you once again, what would you accept would be a reasonable commitment to the shared health of a campus space from students who are unwilling to be vaccinated? Would you accept, for example, they should be regularly tested?
All right. Well, I think having the idea of regular tests, I understand obviously that that has its benefits. The challenge is that a lot of the organizations that have said that regular testing should be done have said that that cost should be done at the, you know, the cost should be carried by the employee. In this case, you would have to think that the cost will then have to be carried by the parents of the student.
We don't know that, Mr. Maritz, but you place this thing on a philosophical and moral and ethical base. I'm asking you, to some degree, a philosophical, ethical and moral question. Do you accept that if students and whether they're members of Solidarity Youth or not, are saying, you trample on my rights by insisting that I get a vaccination? Yours is an organization that insists, from what I know of you and your parent body, that rights come with responsibilities. What responsibilities should those students who make that choice have to bear in order to exercise their right?
Well, they should most definitely bear certain responsibilities.
What does that look like in practical terms?
Well, it should not look like people either being forced to pay thousands of rands every couple of weeks, hundreds of rands every couple of weeks, or get themselves, be forced by government to put a chemical into their bodies. Like I said, we've said that this is safe, but surely there must be another way. Remember that a lot of these campuses have had a lot of students on them long before vaccines are possible. And now all of a sudden, it's as if those who have been vaccinated are even more unsafe. So essentially there's a double standard here. We're saying that, obviously, and furthermore, by causing this issue, we will make people more resistant to it. And we believe that then the rollout of these vaccines will even become less effective, because now all of a sudden people have something to stand up against.
Mr. Maritz, can I come back to my question? Because I think this really is the essence of it for me. At this moment in time, am I right in saying, because I haven't heard one yet, that Solidarity Youth knows what you're not prepared to accept, but at the moment you don't have an alternative to suggest? Because I haven't heard one yet.
Well, John, I think I have answered your question, but let me start again. I think there's a current status quo in place, and that current status quo is one of masks and one of distance. And that one has been managed on various campuses. Students have returned to their campuses since January, February, and March. This status quo can be maintained. We see that that's the way that Britain is doing, for instance. That's a first world country. And they're saying that they won't mandate these kinds of vaccines.
Right.
And why are we rushing to take away these students' rights, John? Surely you must understand when I answer it like that.
Okay, I do, because so that's a very clear statement. And let me make sure I've understood you. You're saying students who don't want to be vaccinated don't have to in order to access campuses. You don't believe in the idea of regular testing. Can I assume that even if the university paid for those tests, you're still against that, but you believe social distancing and masks answers the problem? Have I understood you properly?
No, not entirely. I think mostly yes, but I'm not making the point that we're against regular testing. What I'm saying is I'm against the idea that parents should now be forced to pay hundreds.
Well, we don't know that yet. We don't know what regimen would be there.
Well, I'm making the assumption based upon the status quo, but all right, granted, you did not. That hasn't been specified. That's true.
Thank you very much. Paul Maritz, manager of Solidarity Youth. They are saying you cannot deny people access to university. No university, of course, has made that decision yet. Complicated stuff. We battle on with this pandemic and try and come up with solutions. How would you run the university space? If you've got some ideas, give us a call. 25 minutes past 4.